here we go. Hey, yo, boy. Your boy's back, man. Who is it? Who is it? Who is it? Who's at the door? Knock, knock, knock. It's Justin Bless, nigga. Yes, sir. Hey, man. We here. We living. We alive. We blessed. We moving forward, going forward. Man, without waking up today, we couldn't plan for today, enjoy today, rejoice for today, and also plan for tomorrow. You feel me? God willing that we wake up. God willing, we continue to progress and move forward. Man, life is good. Life is beautiful. God is good. God is great. And without your smile, you're an ugly person. So make sure that you smile. You feel me? Make sure you smile, man. Make sure you smile. Don't let nobody take a smile away from you, because they do not deserve that much power over you. You feel me? That power comes from within. That power comes true. That power comes from self-worth with you. Continue to push, continue to go, man. Hey, you already know what it is. You already know what it is. It's Justin Bless. Justin Bless. Nothing less. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah. So, how your boy doing today? How your boy feeling, man? I'm feeling good. I'm feeling great. Yo, so today, let's tap into what today was like for me, bro. I woke up and I watched this crazy, wild thing, bro, about Ray J. And I ain't say it was crazy and super wild, but it felt good for him to just lash out the way that he did, man, and set the truth and the tone, nigga. Like, ooh, I was so happy about that. I was so extremely happy about that. And, man, I just pray that it continues to go in his favor, in his way, especially with the consumers, because without the consumers consuming it correctly, all that false narrative that lame ass family has been doing, to exploiting our people, making money off our backs, nigga, I never liked them niggas, bro. Never liked them, bro, because of stuff like that. And just like, you know, I remember when they tried to do some Tupac and Biggie stuff. Nigga, you don't even know who the fuck these niggas are, bro. You don't even know where they come from, my nigga. But you want to try to make money off, man, like, and I don't understand when, like, people support them so much, bro. And they be like, man, they're culture vultures and they're this and they're that, whoop-de-whoop. Bruh, all these news outlets be posting more of them than people that actually give our culture and our people respect, nigga, that are not of our culture, like Eminem, right? He always give praise to hip-hop, bruh, saved his life and all this other stuff. And but we over here praising these goofies, always sharing what they know and what, how we gonna get to this, and just like their makeup line, like, bruh, stop that. And the problem comes from a lot from within, with a lot of goofy stuff that we do. You feel? Man, let me adjust this camera though. You feel me? Like, but anyways, so if y'all haven't heard, Buddy, he got the sex tape contract, put it all on the internet. And shoot, hey, we got the joint plugged in. Hold on. We got the joint plugged in right here. Amazon package is about to deliver. It's 10 stops away. Nigga, it is 8:19 p.m. Man, hey, God bless them, bro. I know them niggas is working hella hard. So, God bless them guys. Hopefully it's still on there. And we gonna share some. This is the first video I seen. So we about to just watch just a little bit of it here, a little bit of it. You feel me?
I don't know what the fuck you think this is, but you have fucked with the wrong person. Period. You have fucked with the wrong black person. Period. You don't fuck with the wrong black man.
Philby, send them shots. The wrong one. Oh yeah, send them shots.
I was just gonna handle this shit legally, right? And just hit you in court. And just get what I'm deserved from all of y'all being foul and trying to defame me, and trying to make me look bad. When you know what's up. In 1 hour, I'm having them send everything I got.
Shots.
We going through receipts tonight, Chris. We going through receipts tonight, Kim.
Shots.
Everything that I got.
Everything.
I'm going to let them see.
Everything.
And it ain't nothing. I don't know.
That nigga was going. You talk about the receipts. So basically the backstory is, Chris, old goofy ass, right? She did a lie detector test trying to, and it was a false lie detector test saying that Ray J was the mastermind and she had nothing to do with exploiting that sex tape. And that shit sent him off because she was the head person from what he said. You feel me? So we're about to,
yeah, playing motherfucking games with me.
See what else? You know what, oh man, this is 28 minutes. We ain't about to listen to all this.
Crazy is that, like, I'm supposed to be on vacation. I'm in the Dominican Republic. I'm looking at somebody mama lying and just really just laughing at niggas. Like, you're gonna try to crush my career, make me look stupid when you know you was the mastermind, and then go out to dinner later and eat with your rich friends, huh? It's just like, well, we fucked him over again. We always fucking Ray over. He's our little escape goat when we wanna just feel like we like special and somebody hurt us. Like, stop, like, you got me fucked up. I start to think to myself,
go, right, nigga.
If you already believe what these people are saying about me is true,
let's go,
then
nigga.
What the fuck am I, what I gotta lose? Then to tell my truth and tell you what it really is, like, and I'm not telling you, I'm telling this so when my kids grow up, they know the truth.
Let's go.
Like, when we was young and y'all manipulated us to do the shit, I take full responsibility for the act. I was lit. We made a fucking lot of money. I get it. But we together, like, y'all really think that y'all was going to, I don't know. You know what? Here's how I look at it. Your lawyer, Marty, right? Every time somebody talks shit about y'all of this magnitude, y'all always cease and desist. Y'all shut that shit down. Y'all tried to make Black China look crazy, right? Because you felt like you had the facts. Crickets. Kim ain't responded to this at all because she know what she did. And Chris, you know you ran the play. I'm going crazy tonight as far as like my energy, because I'm so like disgusted at sitting back and waiting for what? Like, waiting for what? I can't see the cops.
Wait for what? Shoot them shots, nigga. Say.
All I care about is my daughter and my son growing up. Like, damn, Pops is 100. Like, Pops would never put anything out without anybody's consent and make millions on their fucking demise. Like, y'all, okay, I'm going to the house. They sending me all the shit I got at the house. They emailing me all these facts. Y'all sued Steve Hirsch, that's a lie. $5 million, you never got $5 million. You can't print those documents up, they don't exist. You never got no money from Steve, you got $400,000. Just like I got $400,000. You signed the contract the same day.
Whew.
You got the same contract I got, except guess what? You rushed me to sign the contract because your mama was rushing me to sign it. So guess what you did? You signed my deliverables in your handwriting, right? Because you was rushing me. So you signed my deliverables. Kim Kardashian got her handwriting and her fingerprints all over my contract. When you look at the two, when you look at my signature and you look at her signature on my deliverables, that shit say sex tape number one, sex tape number two, and guess what? The third sex tape or the second they've been trying to play me on, that shit called Santa Barbara Sex. Her mama made us go shoot it for safety. She watched the motherfucker and said, hey, we're going to go with the first one because the first one is better. It gives my daughter a better look than the second one that I made y'all go do. But you watched it? And made...
That's a whole lot of drama, my guy. That's why you need to watch who you be sleeping with, bruh. You just never know how this stuff can turn out, man. You just never know, bruh. And I haven't went to that level or gotten situations for that from at that level, that magnitude, but I had some wild things, you feel me? So, bruh. But I'm so happy finally standing up, bruh. Finally, after all this time, nigga, I would have been stood up, bro. I would have been let their shots ring out, bro. Let them all go, bro. Every single one, everything I got, boom, boom, boom. You thought I was done? Nah, nah, we still going. You feel me? I would have been dead that whole situation. Got more power to him, and man, it's a strong man because they always bring that up because that's where the family is born from. Wild thing about it, you think the family is born from the dad getting OJ Simpson what's that thing called, not guilty verdict on the murder charge. You think that's like the big old thing that the family's born off of, but they're not. They're born off of the sex tape. And whenever this stuff ain't popping, they always revert back to it. Like, bro, that stuff is like, I watched it. Definitely, I watched it. I didn't even know who the hoe was at the time. And I knew Ray J because of One Wish. But my cousin Lorenzo, he's the one that was like, hey, man, and we downloaded this shit off LimeWire. Got the shit for free. Hey, shouts to LimeWire one time, bro. Shouts to them, bro. They were... like, they were innovators, bro. They're innovators in this joint because they, that whole download thing and whatnot, they done changed the game with that one. So shouts to them, even though it's illegal, but, and you're stealing money off from the artist and that's kind of messed up, but man, I needed that hot fire mixtape that I created with the songs I wanted to listen to, you feel me? At the expense of them, which is all bad, but it's cool that they get money from streaming now. But anyways, back to this joint. Seen it. Cousin Lorenzo put me on. Seen it. I was like, damn, it's kind of wild. And I remember at the time, I was like, yo, this girl look kind of good. And he was like, yeah. You know? And, damn, I don't know what's up with your boy's nose. Joint itching. But all right. So, long time ago, and he finally standing up and really putting stuff out. In the other video, I was getting played, but that joint's too damn long. Nigga was going on a rant like no other. I'm happy he did it, though. And he basically put up the contract. Her writing was on it, all types of stuff. Just facts after facts after facts, bro. And this nigga let it all out. And breaching the contract is you speaking about it. But the thing is, they spoke about it, and they breached it. So he's like, shoot, if y'all breached it, fuck it. Nigga's already out. So let's go. Nigga, let it be known. And I was under the impression they got paid millions for it. For him to say that and show, nigga, it's only $400,000. I'm not saying that's not a lot of money. You feel me? Because I ain't touched that. But, bro, compared to compared to like 5 mil, nigga, that's not even half. That ain't even two. You feel me? I ain't even one. That ain't even half a mil. So, yo, it was, damn, this nigga let out facts, but I'm happy for him. That was cool. And that's what I did this morning, bro. I basically just seen this nigga trending still. I guess he did yet last night, yesterday. And then I caught up with all of it. I was like, damn, that's kind of wild. The thing is, I don't even be in celebrity drama like that. I really don't give a fuck. And we really talk about it on the podcast like that. But it connects to me in a way because I seen the sex tape. She was kind of epic. It was like one of them like sex tape celebrity wise ones. That's gonna be like anybody be like, you go on one of them shows and game shows. They be like sex tape for 1,000. What is the number one sex tape celebrity sex tape known worldwide? That's gonna be the answer. 100%, 100%, nigga. Sex tape for 1,000. Ray J, Kim Kardashian. Real talk, bro. That's number one. So, so yeah, man. That's that was cool. Like, that was funny. And the thing is, I watched the whole thing. Like I said, I don't be in people's business. I don't give a fuck. I got a lot of things going on my end. But I watched that in the morning. I was dance wild. And then, bro, your boy got into thumbnails, right? I am finally creating thumbnails, bruh. Something I have learned over the years is you don't get to where you're trying to get to by only doing the thing that you like to do or love to do. Unless you got a solid motherfucking team, bruh. And I mean solid, I mean fucking solid. Niggas know their roles, no jealousy, none of that shit. You feel me? But for my case, I don't got that. I'm not gonna say I'm not blessed, but I don't got that. And I am blessed. Because instead of complaining, instead of whining and stuff like that, and I'm not saying I done it in the beginning, because I wanted other people to just do it. I didn't want to be the person that put everything on my back to get niggas where they need want to go or where we should go or anything like that. So I'm like, yo, everybody learn their role and they learn it to a T. It's going to be that much easier on everybody. But man, fuck it, man. It's hard work, bro. I know the hard work I'm putting in, it's going to pay off. And that's how we going with it. That's how we moving. That's how we going. So the video, I record the video. I put the money up. Soundboard, me, nigga. Mic, all that, me. You feel me? I listened to Lil Wayne's song from the Carter 5, Famous. And he says, let my Hall of Fame short be short and sweet. Thank God, fuck fame, and thank me. Bars, nigga. And I feel the same way, bruh. Man, I'm thanking me when I get there, bruh. And my supporters like you and you over there, you over there, you over there, all y'all overseas, all y'all in different states, different cities, different counties, continents, all that. Thank you. But to deliver it is me, man. And I had to learn that you can't just do what you love to do, bruh. You can't. You got to do the stuff that you don't love to do or like to do as well to do what you love to do for a living. Bars, nigga. So that's the vibe I'm on. And that's what I'm on. And that's what I'm working towards, bro. So this thumbnail that you seen that you clicked on YouTube from your boy, yours truly, you feel me? Worked hard for it. Put my mind into it. I bought Photoshop because I try to find many ways, bro. Many ways I try to find to just do the cheap for cheap. And lazy way, bro. I didn't want to learn Photoshop. And now I understand, bro. Bro, we got to just enter into that war. We just got to just tap in and make it happen. Cool. Amazon dude just dropped off the package. But yeah, man. Like, and I'm so... happy and geeked and just, bro, I did it. You feel me? I'm like, bro, I fucking did it, bro. And that's where I'm at, bro. That's literally where I'm at with it. And I'm so geeked, so happy, so excited, and just, yeah. I feel like that was the last thing that I needed to be able to propel and take off, you know what I mean? Go get this real bread and turn this into a real passive income with my art, with my video, my content creating. Like, yo, that was the last thing I personally feel. And for me to do that, man, I'm blessed, ecstatic. I was geeked. I showed my cousin Dave, because he's a dude that does he worked with the Photoshop and stuff like that. I'm more the video guy. So I was like, bro, I got to show him. I actually got a new tool in my tool belt. You feel me? And, bro, I'm geeked. I'm geeked for that. And so happy, so ecstatic, and just be like, yeah. You feel? So, man, like, I don't think you guys understand how happy I am. Like, I am happy. And we gonna take it, man. We gonna run it, bro. Run it all the way to the bank. Run it to the moon. We gonna run it, bro. So let's go. Let's fucking go, bro. And when I start getting more consistent with it, I can really crank them out fast, and the video editing with the podcast and stuff like that. When I start really being able to do that, then I am going to be able to go back to 2 podcasts a week. But for right now, when I'm learning this new tool, I want to still deliver content, but we just got to simmer down a little bit. I got a lot of other stuff going on in my personal life too. So it's just like, you know, got to make sure I balance it off right. And, make good things and great things happen. Yes, sir. So, yo, again, shouts to Ray J. Shouts to myself, bruh, for learning the thumbnails, bruh. We up, bruh. We up, man. And the top of the year, I spoke to not numerous of people. That seemed like a lot of niggas. A couple people. I let them know that I felt like I was neglecting my artistry, and I needed to change that. And I needed to devote myself, commit, sacrifice, all that to my artistry, bro. I'm a pure artist in the... I'm going to say I'm a pure artist and a pure athlete at heart, nigga. I remember I used to draw Dragon Ball Z characters, bro. Vegeta, Goku, Krillin, all of them. You know what I mean? Like, Shamron, all of them, bro. Like, I used to create my own characters, too. I used to draw lowrider bikes, lowrider cars, bro. I just draw normal cars, dirt bikes, all types of stuff. Like tag, like graffiti, did that as well. So, your boy gotta get to it, man. Get back to it. And I did. I wanted to do a year straight of being able to express myself artistically, tap into my true art form and express freely without any really say-sos or input from other people. I wanted it to be just my personal influence. So what I speak about in the pod, bro, that's from me. Like, I didn't want to, for someone else to be like, man, nah, bro. This is what we speak about. This is what we doing. You feel me? And now your boy here and your boy rocking, your boy going, and feels great. Learn something else. I put down the back burner for a long time. Remember on the pod, bro, we just growing, bro. We did voice only, and I always spoke about getting a new camera, whoop-de-whoop, something that records unlimited so I can put it on YouTube. Now we on YouTube. Make sure y'all go there, subscribe, bro. Go there, subscribe, bro. Go there to help out the pod grow and share, continue to share and like and just interact, bro, because it helps the pod grow, bro. You know what I mean? Rather than it not growing. Man, great things, good things, man. And I'm blessed and I'm thankful. And I'm just proud of myself, bro. Really, extremely just proud of myself about the freaking pod, bro. Like, y'all just don't understand, bro. Y'all just don't understand how proud I am. It's growing. It's growing. Now we got the visual, right? Because we got the audio, and we did the audio soundboard, got the buttons that make sounds and all types of different things. Now we got the camera, got the lens. I just bought a new lens today. More proper lens, the Sony G wide lens 2.8. Just bought that joint, like literally like just right now. Before I started the pod. Now I got the visual right, but I need a cool background. I need a cool backdrop. You feel me? We need that great backdrop. That backdrop's gonna pop. It's going to freaking soar and be dope, fly, and it's gonna be me. You feel me? That backdrop, you can be able to see that and see me and see some things I like, not everything, because everything I like and everything about your boy would be too damn big, but a lot of key points, and you're gonna see where my influence, motivation, stuff I like, stuff that helped my artistry, stuff that helped me in life or got me through tough times or whatever it is, you'll be able to see. So yeah, excited about that. I ordered it already. It's coming with the lens, man. It's gonna be some fly shit. So the next pod, the backdrop is going to be there, ready, bro. Like, and we got a couple other things. I'm going to get like a neon sign, bro. Like, be hanged up right there. Got the backdrop thing right here. You feel me? This poster right here, I know it's blurred out because the aperture, but mindset is everything's right there. Get a different stand for the the video for YouTube, and bruh, we starting Twitch, my guy. We gonna do the Twitch thing, bruh. So it's gonna be live, like the pod is gonna be live, so we can have live chats. Man, it's gonna be fly, bro. Like I said, I'm investing a lot into this, putting a lot into this, and I'm gonna put in the hours that it comes with to be successful in this, and we're gonna make great things happen. And the last thing but not least, bruh, what your boy did over the weekend is I got myself something. Let me show y'all. Look at this little black case, brown and black case right here. Y'all know what this is? look like a Bible. Man, go on there, head over there to YouTube right now so y'all can see what I'm talking about. Justin Bless on YouTube, bro. Justin Bless. Oh, and another thing before I forget, I switch my handle names, my at names on all my social media sites, Twitter, TikTok, and Instagram. Now it's Justin Bless 10. So Justin Bless 10. Switched it to that. Had to switch it to that because a lot of like, I don't know, like bots and just shit was just messing my whole thing up. Some of it had to do with me. Some things I did to my account I was not supposed to do. Like I was using a third party app to see like who followed me, who don't, type of thing, so I can unfollow them. Like, nigga, fuck you, nigga. You ain't follow me, I ain't following you, because you couldn't tell before. But now you can on Instagram. You just go and try to send them a message or something, and it'll show like you follow each other, they follow you, you don't, they don't follow you back or whatever it is. Now it shows that, before it didn't. So I use that third party app, but that third party app actually messes you up. It messes you up because Instagram didn't approve of that. So they shadow ban you. And shadow ban is, and something that I had to learn, is your reach is decreased, which is mad whack, my guy. Mad extremely whack, bruh. But I understand why. They're trying to keep the app safe and not have like stuff in it or whatever, crypt in or something, you know what I mean? I don't know. But I was using that, and the whole time I didn't know it was affecting my reach. And I used it for quite a bit. I deleted it, and I kind of felt like they might still have my account in there or something. So that's why I switched my at name to Justin Bless 10. So if you're not following me, go follow me at Justin Bless 10 on all social media platforms. Gotta keep everything the same. Justin Bless 10. Go and get that. All right. Now I gave you time to go on YouTube and not just listen to the voice only. Back to this book. Now look. Yeah. Y'all see that? What's right there? FN, you feel me? What that FN do? What is that FN, man? That FN is a strap, my guy. You feel me? You hear it? You feel? Got myself a strap, my guy. And I didn't get it brown because that brown stuff is like, I don't know, like, you, there's no bullet, you know what I mean? I don't got no bullet in there, nothing like that, because I'm definitely not going to have no bullets when I'm doing this video. I ain't trying to shoot off a finger or something like that. But it's the FN509 Compact. It joints mad fly. It has the 509 right there. Like, it looks fly, bro. I hate, like, pointing the gun directly at my face. Hell nah. Even there's no bullets in there. Hell nah. But, bro, fits good. It's a 9mm. Perfectly be able to conceal, bro. Great conceal weapon. The grip is smooth. I ain't got no fat fingers, so I don't need, like, that extra. Because they got another clip, right? I mean, another mag, which is this one right here. And it's like bigger, but like the grip on it is, I don't know, it's a little bit too, I don't know, to me, just the gun just look off, bro. I don't know, that's just me, bro. And like, it don't feel right with my fingers. But this one right here, hell yeah, bro. It has a little part like right there that like just stops my hand from going down any further. I have a nice like grip on it, bro. But shit, that's just me. Other people might be like, man, no, the other one, blah, blah, blah. And people say, am I going to put a scope on this thing? I don't know. But I know I need to go to a firearm range, shoot a couple bullets and whatnot. I think that would be fly. That would be mad cool. But yeah, bro. And I didn't want to get the Glock or anything like that either, because, like, people that get the Glock and all that other stuff, I just feel like they're just kind of following other people's, like, pattern wave or whatever the case is. And me, nigga, I'm not that type of nigga. I'm my own nigga, bro. Whatever's fly to me, bro, I'm living my life for me. And for a long time, for a long, long time, I live for other people. And that motherfucker's mad draining. And young boy, we ain't doing that, bro. We not doing that, my nigga, on anything. So, living for me. People, oh man, you got like a brown gun or whatever it is. Hell yeah, nigga, got a brown gun. And what, nigga? Like, it makes a difference, nigga. It's still a gun. My friend said this too, Zazie. This nigga said, hey, God willing, you don't ever have to use it on nobody. And I said the same thing, man. God willing, I don't have to. I don't want to. It would be cool if I just go to the gun range, pow, pow, pow. You know what I mean? That's what my girl would say, pow, pow, pow. Do that, and that's it. And that's what I'm hoping. That's what I'm praying for. And that's what I'm going to try to stay protected and do. You feel me? I don't want people to be flexing it like, you mean, boo, 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 toughest nigga on the block, blah, blah, blah. Like, bro, you just asking for shit now. You just asking for it. And I'm not that type of nigga that's want to ask for it or anything like that. Like, I'm just, I claim to be the hardest nigga, anything like that. But nowadays, niggas don't fight. People don't fight, bro. And it's mad whack and it's mad lame. Because it's just bow, 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 and you know what I mean? We just chilling. But with a gun, bro, that's a whole altering, life-changing event, decision type of thing. Let me tell you how I got this joint, though. So I went on Friday to Cabela's. Let me tell you another story. I never in my life wanted to buy a gun from a white person. And I have nothing against white people, bro. But a lot of black people got killed by white people bullets, bro. And I never wanted that to happen. Nah, my bad. I never wanted to buy a gun from a white person just because of that. So I was like, let me support my black community and support black people that are in that field. I see a lot of them on YouTube be doing them tricks, you know what I mean? And I want to support them. I'm like, bro, I want to make the spend money with a black company, bro. Like, I don't know what black company I spend my money on, nigga. Keep the shit 100 with you, like, in a major way, like my phone, iPhone, camera, Sony, that's Japanese. Like, you feel? So I was like, bro, a gun, I gotta. So Labor Day weekend, nigga went over there to go get the gun. Called the black shop. There's one black shop that I know of in Phoenix. Well, in the Phoenix metropolitan. So I called these people. Click, click, bam. I think that's what they're called. Click, click, bam. Yeah, that's what they're called. C-L-I-K. That's how they spell it. So I called them. Ring, ring, ring. These niggas don't pick up. I'm like, bruh, how are you closed on a white person holiday? When I say white person, I mean this America. This America, Johnny. You know what I mean? Like, they religiously buy guns around that time. 4th of July, that and another one, like Veterans Day or some shit. You know what I mean? Some other shit. Columbus Day, I don't know. Why are you not going to be open when you know them people looking from deals around that time? Like for y'all to be closing. Y'all ain't about this bread, bro. Y'all not really trying to make bread. Y'all just in it for play. And not no diss to y'all. And I'll probably most likely go buy. And I'm going to try y'all again. And I'm going to tell the owner to his face, like, bruh, how were y'all closed on this weekend? Y'all can pick any other weekend, a random weekend. That's fine. Whatever. Fuck it. But those type of weekends, bruh, that's when you going to make bread, my guy. I'm going to try to get my AR or AK or one of them rifles from them. Because I got a pistol. I want a AK. Or I definitely want AK over an AR. I just want AK because when I was growing up, that's what the rappers would say. AK. AK-47. So I'm just like, hey, man, let me go and get that. Yeah, you know I mean? So I want that. And I'm going to try to get it from them again. If these niggas is close, they're going to force me to go to a white person, bro. I know them niggas is open because they know what it is. And them niggas ain't closed on no late Labor Day weekend. Hell nah. That don't make no sense. They know what's up. And that's why I had to go to Cabela's, bro. I had to go to Cabela's to go get my strap, bro. I wanted to get this from a black person, bro. Had to do what I got to do. It's like this, man. I always look at a lot of stuff like the drug game. Bruh, people don't give a fuck about any of that shit. They just want to get high. The fiends, they just want to get high. They'll go to you first if you treat them right. But at the end of the day, they don't give a fuck. They want to get high. So if you not there and reliable, they're going somewhere else. And with them going somewhere else, that's the possibility of them never coming back to you. Real shit, bruh. Real shit, bro. That's some real stuff right there. Cause I got the gun, bro. It was a great price. Like, I don't even really know why I would go and go try y'all click ban people again. But it's because I'm really trying to buy a gun from a black person. You feel me? Cause the shit that we've been through as us. That's why I'm going to try y'all one more time when I want to get my rifle. It's going to be, you know what I mean? It's going to be a while. I ain't really, like, big on guns and all that. So, it's going to be a little bit. But, yeah. Went to Cabela's. Man, American flags flooded the parking lot, nigga. Flooded the parking lot, nigga. Y'all niggas think I'm playing. I am not playing, bro. When I say flooded, I'm not talking about like cars and trucks and they have like the, no, I'm talking about like in the median, like, you know, the median in the driveway that split the cars coming this way, entering and leaving, like the median right there around the parking lot, like where the trees were and shit like that. Just bro, flags, boom, 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 like little ones, just boom, 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 boom. Bro, I had to be like a million out that hole, bro. And I'm just like, damn, nigga, I ain't really trying to go up in here. I'm going to feel like very uncomfortable, but fuck it, I want to get this gun. So I went up in there, waited in that hole for like 2 hours, bro. Line was stupid. You had to like put your scan it on your phone, and then you're in line and you just gotta wait. But flooded, my guy. So anyways, they had the gun there, but it had like the the barrel part right here, it poked out. Like, I forgot what it's called. Whatever. But the barrel poked out a little bit, and I didn't like that shit. That shit. Because that is for you to put a silencer on it. I didn't want a silencer, my nigga. Like, I just wanted this. You feel me? A silencer would be cool and all that, but, like, nah. I ain't 007. So I just put this whole, I just wanted mine just, like, clean like this. They didn't have that. I didn't really care about the scope. If it had a scope or didn't have a scope, I just wanted, just not with that part, though. That's what I cared about. So, they didn't have it. So, I was like, you can just order online. So, there, it was 9 It was $900 there. I went online. They had a bigger sales, like 20% off. So it was $700 there. I'm like, oh, hell yeah. You see what I mean? Niggas don't give a fuck about any of that shit you got going on, bro. If you're not reliable, we don't go spend the money somewhere else. So you got to be reliable. You got to be open. So, nigga, I went here. Now, am I going to go over there? Man, it's going to be a while until I go want to get a rifle. Like, I'm not a gun nigga like that. So, got it, ordered it, went to go pick it up on Friday. So, took about like a week. So, I ordered that like on Sunday. Went to go pick it up on Friday. Went there. Bruh, I stopped home because my ID, like my driver's license, it don't match my address. And I knew that. I was like, oh, let me bring my passport. So I brought my passport, two IDs, and went there. Nigga, these niggas didn't let me get the gun, bro. Because I was trying to log into the DMV too, because they want to, like, they need to verify your address, bro. That's like the most important thing. I think because they want to know where the guns are. So I kind of verify that. I try to log into the DMV, try to get the freaking my ID, because I just don't got the ID with a proper address on it. But the DMV do have my proper address. You feel me? These niggas wasn't letting me get it, bro. Like, I was there for another 2 hours at Cabela's, nigga, on some extra shit. I was like, bro, I'm going to come back tomorrow. Nigga, I'm bringing my motherfucking laptop this time, because my phone, I don't know what it was, but I couldn't log into the DMV. I know I done it, but I did it on my computer. So, nigga, I was like, fuck that. Next day, brought my laptop, still brought the passport, nigga. Everything I needed. Going. Brought it. Boom. Here to pick up a gun. Yep. Pulled out my laptop. Logged in. Boom, boom. Make sure we have no problems, bro. Got a PDF file. I'm logged into the shit. Bro, what you need? Because I need to get this shit today. And dude's like, yeah, you got everything we need. Do, 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 do. Boom, boom, boom. And I was in and out of there, bro. Now your boy is freaking strapped up. Feel me. Yeah, man. But shoot, that's my story about me. And this is my first ever gun, my guy. First ever. I ain't even got no motherfucking bullets yet, nigga. Because there, I know them niggas gonna be hitting me for a couple of them hoes. You feel me? And I want to go to the gun range and like shoot a couple and then get some bullets too. I can order bullets online, which is mad cool. So that's what I'm gonna do. And it's cheaper that way. But yeah, gun story. That's it. But if it fits good to you, bro, I'm 5'9". I'm not the tallest nigga in the world. Just the grip, you feel me? I've learned to always keep your hand like this when you're gonna shoot, like this if you're just peeping, you feel me? And yeah, that's that. Yo, shouts to Ray J standing up for himself finally. Take that lame ass family down. I've been just exploring our people, making bread off of our image, our energy, our life and everything, bro. Stand up for yourself. I'm happy you stand up for yourself. And hey, man, Justin, we here, man. Hey, bro, first gun checked off, thumbnail checked off, and bro, we continue to push, continue to move and make great things happen, man. God is good, God is great. Continue to vibe with me, continue to vibe with y'all, man. Continue to support the podcast and share the podcast, bro. Let's grow, bro. Let's continue to grow, man. I'm at 1,600 subscribers on YouTube. Please go over there and subscribe, like, comment, do what you do. Because when I get to 2K, I'm gonna give a giveaway at the 2K subscribers, man. I appreciate y'all. I love y'all. Continue to push me. I continue to push y'all and give y'all this motivation, this content, this inspiration, this love, this vulnerability, this entertainment. Man, this prolific energy, this great fruits, because, man, I get this shit from God, and this God let it just rain through me. I'm the vessel. He's a captain. And I'm just steering and doing what I'm doing, man. Hey, you already know what it is. You already know what it is. Justin, bless. Nothing less.